Stay by for check-in. Please space it out, gang, so people aren't stepping on each other. And one will be.
This is WA2NZO Whiskey Charlie, Manhattan. Name is Don with traffic.
And WA2SQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. A little bit of traffic, and I will be checking email. No email check-ins at the moment.
SUNOV, WA2OKZN, Cranford, New Jersey, with traffic.
Okay, that first station, was that WA2NZO? I'm not sure if I heard that correctly.
No, you're right. You didn't hear it correctly. WA2NZO Whiskey Charlie, I want coffee with traffic.
Okay, Don, I heard your voice, your name, and the call sign was like totally weird. But okay. W2IWC, W2SQQ, and W2OKZ. Anybody else? Bob, I guess some people got confused by last night. Anyway. All right, well, I'm a short one tonight. Don, why don't you go first? W2IWC, that's one of me.
Yeah, very good, Charlie. That input for you, by the way, is much better. I haven't heard you sound quite that good in quite a while. Not that you're full quieting or anything, but certainly better than the other one. Okay. Good evening to everybody on the net. I've been looking on radio reference, et cetera, every once in a while when I get a chance. I'm looking in the scanner forum to get an idea of how the two new Radio Shack scanners are being received, especially by people that are buying them and already have the Bearcat 996s and 396s. And so far, it seems to be hands down that the people are just loving the new TSR series. Better than they like their Uniden, which really surprised me. But anyway, the long and the short of it, and by the way, one guy up in Evansville, Indiana, put his TSR 600 online, and it sounds very, very nice. I just wanted to reset. However, being visually impaired, well, actually totally blind as a bat, as they say, I'm a little bit hesitant to go out and purchase a PSR 600 or 500 because they have five soft keys on those scanners. Those soft keys are keys that change their function according to where you are and what you're doing. And while I have no problem with that and that concept, the Uniden doesn't have that. And they're very easy to use because it's just a nice tree view type menu structure. And if you take some notes, you really can do pretty well without seeing the display, but I don't know if that's true with the Radio Shack. So the long and short of it is I wanted to find a storefront where I could go and play with the scanner a little bit. And I found a company out in Lodi, New Jersey. I think it's Advanced Specialties, Inc. that sells those scanners along with the Unidens and also a lot of ham gear and so forth. Looks a very, very interesting place. And I'm wondering if anybody on the net is familiar with it, and if they know the guy that runs it, if they you think they'd be willing to spend an hour or two trying to show somebody how to work some of those scanners to see if they would have a good shot at it if they walked out of there with one. So that's basically it. Back to you, Charlie, W-H-Y-W-C. I'd never heard of that store before. I was rather surprised to find them, and they have lots of ham gear and lots of scanners.
Comments?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, yeah, I was just in the store yesterday. I live about a mile and a half from it, and John, the guy that runs it, is real nice guy. I don't know if he's going to be able to spend that much time, because it is a small store, and, you know, he gets a fair amount of traffic in there. Occasionally, he's got somebody in there helping him, but it's pretty much him. So, is he friendly? Yeah. Does he know his radios? Absolutely. But is he going to spend an hour or two with somebody? I kind of doubt it. His prices are good. I just priced a 996 that somebody was asking me about. He gets 518, and the cheapest price I found it for online was $499. Of course, you got to pay the shipping, so I don't know. He's competitive, though. I mean, you can walk in there and you can buy almost anything you want, so sometimes for the extra 10 or 15 bucks and forth, you don't have to wait for it. WA2IWC, WA2SQQ.
Yeah, very good. There was a station that just broke in OW or something. It's very, very noisy. So if you could do something about that, that'd be great. Yeah, well, maybe that's a long time. Maybe I shouldn't say that long, but, you know, maybe an hour, maybe 45 minutes, I don't know. But great, thank you for the report, Bob. I really appreciate that. And one final question is, I don't know if you would know this, being that you live so close to the store anyway, but if I were to take public transit out there, what do you think the best way would be? Is there light rail service out there from NJ Transit? I wonder if you happen to know that. There's probably a bus I could take too, but a lot of times you got to go to Paramus and come back, so I thought maybe there's light rail service that would get me somewhere near there, and then I could just hop a cab over there. Good.
Light rail? Are you joking? This is New Jersey. Light rail doesn't come anywhere near it. The closest the light rail comes is probably Weehawken, which is miles away. There really is no way to get there by public transportation, normally. Complicating matters, he is on Essex Street in Lodi, which is right off of Route 17. Normally, it'd be real easy. But there's a bridge that goes across Route 17 on Essex Street. That bridge is completely ripped out. They're redoing it, and it's going to be closed until October. So you literally have to get off... You got to get on Route 80, you got to get off the ramp and come around that way, you got to go through the back streets, and I think it's definitely hurting his business at the moment, but normally no public transportation, and now you got to have somebody in a car or driving there that knows where they're going to get to it.
Holy mackerel. That doesn't sound good at all. Yikes. So close and yet so far. Well, thank you. You're a wealth of information, Bob, and I really do appreciate that. Looks like John's going to be safe. Thanks a lot. Back to Charlie. I'll let him pick up the other station or whatever. WA2IW3.
So where are you located, by the way?
Midtown Manhattan, Bob, in the West 50.
Okay. Now, I thought you were somewhere local over here in New Jersey, but it's a nice store. I have to say this, though. It's something that I've mentioned to him before. He doesn't have a lot of radios running in there. They're all up on the shelf. You know, you can look at them, but it's not the place where you can turn it on and play with it. That's another issue you really have to consider. But you know, you can go in there, and he's got antennas, and it's a very, very well equipped store for amateur equipment. KJI in Cedar Grove has definitely got more for scanners and antennas and things like that. John over at Advanced definitely has more, so it depends on what you're looking for, but it's a good store. He's about a mile and a half from me, and in fact I got to go over there on Saturday to pick something up, so I'm usually in there once a week or so.
Is he a ham, Bob?
So yeah, he is. I forget his call at the moment, but yes, he is.
Yeah, if you look at his website, which is very nice, he seems to know a lot about ham radio, so I kind of thought that he was. All right, thanks a lot. I don't want to hog it, but I really appreciate the info. I'll be right to write about
it. Yeah, no problem. Okay. Yeah, if I can, be of any help, I'd be more than happy to try and help you. But as far as getting there right now, in your particular situation, it really is going to be kind of difficult. New Jersey is not known for public transportation, and I don't know of any buses. I mean, I live the next town over, and I just don't know of any buses. Charlie, over to you. Go ahead.
This is K2GLW.
Okay. K2GLW, we had to check in. Any traffic tonight, Gordon?
No, I had originally tried to get in before and ask who the retailer was that they were talking about, but I've been listening and I picked up to know that it's too far out of Manhattan for me to get to.
Well, as Bob said, public transportation-wise, it is a challenge. I have been out in that area on New Jersey Transit. And there's a shopping center I had to do some work at and made my way out there. But it is tricky, and it's a tight spot where his store is with the highway and the busy streets and all that. But if you know somebody with a car, it would be easier.
Actually, out on Staten Island last night for the first time, Lord knows how long, a fire at Knott's Place at Slauson, if that's anywhere near you.
Well, Slauson Terrace, or Slauson Avenue, there's two of them. Not too far away, a few miles.
So it's Slauson Avenue, exit 12, 278, and the fire was about four blocks or five blocks north of exit 12.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you were on the western side of Clove Lake Park, where the fire department central office is, the big tower. Yeah, that's less than half a mile from my house.
It was just, it was a fire in a single family home. Did a lot of damage, but never went past the 1075.
Yeah, and then the rain came down. Okay. Next time you're out on Staten Island, let me know. Okay, let's see. Bob, do you have anything in the email yet? Somebody to ask you too at 108.
Unfortunately, not so. I did have one thing, if I can pass it along, that I've discovered here in the last few weeks that might be of interest.
Yeah, it's all yours.
I'm not quite sure who is responsible for maintaining the New Jersey sections of radio resource, especially the Burton County section. But whoever's been doing it has been doing an awful lot of updating, and it's a lot more accurate. So if that person is listening, I want to say thank you. One of the things that I have noticed is in Burton County, for example, in Paramus. Paramus itself, because of the shopping malls and a lot of other things, a lot of frequencies, and they've created a whole TAC channel plan. There's 9 or 10 different channels. I don't think they're repeaters. I think they're simplex. But the reason I'm mentioning it is if any of you have not looked at the radio site in the last month or so, go through it, and what you'll see is that the areas or the frequencies in each town, which are in green, highlighted in green, will indicate that they've been updated in the last, I think, 7 days, and if they're in yellow, they're, I think, the last 30 days. Let me just drop a second.
Oh, actually, green is 24 hours, and yellow is 7 days.
Okay, my correction. I don't read, but anyway. A lot of changes have taken place, and I've questioned some of them, looking at them, scratching my head. They're right. So whoever's doing it is actually doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and I think it's worthwhile if you take the time and go through the list and, you know, maybe update your radio. There were a few frequencies I had in there where PLs had changed, and I was probably missing a lot of activity that I didn't know was even there. I only have one other question, and this is something that's been haunting me for a long time. It's a Burton County question regarding the town of Hasbrook Heights. They use a repeater, and I'm very close to them, and for just out of curiosity, I have been trying to find the input that they're using. I put every frequency in that they're licensed to, and it's not there. I'm just curious if anybody knows what the input to their system is. And like a lot of people, for example, in Bergen County, what I do, I have all of the Bergen County repeater inputs programmed into one of my scanners that's not on an external antenna. Hang on a second. And the reason I do this is because, usually Bergen County is out on the highways, but occasionally something pops up, surveillance or whatever, and if you listen to the input on a rather local antenna and all of a sudden you start getting activity, you know they're close. And I want to do the same with all the towns within a 5-mile radius of where I live, Hasbrook Heights being one of them. So that's the question I had, if anybody knows what the input is for Hasbrook Heights. Don't need a PL or anything like that, but I just wanted to program it in. And 210VWA2SQQ.
Well, the person who's been doing the updating on Burton County lately is Eric Carlson. He's one of the admins there. There's a few of us that have access to it. I'll drop a note and see if he knows what it is for Hasbrook.
If you pass along my email address to him, Charlie, there's a few things I wanted to bounce off of him that I don't really want to get into on the air here, but I have access to one or two towns that just got a whole bunch of new portables, and I got the entire channel plan. And it's interesting what's in those radios. I'm really kind of shocked the stuff that's programmed in there, so I just wanted to share that with him, but I don't want to get into it on the air at the moment.
Yeah, no problem. I'll drop a note. Okay, let's see. Next one on the list is Ken. W2OKZ. And this one will be. How's it going tonight, Ken?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. S2NOV, W2OKZ. How am I coming through today, Charlie? I don't want to sit here talking to myself again.
Well, so far so good, but get closer to the microphone. Need to bring the audio up.
The way the law is written, you must if you have anybody on your system that is still only analog capable, then you must transmit the analog broadcast. So these guys are essentially saying we're going to turn off all analog, but we'll give you a free box to receive digital, which I think is great.
Yeah, and I would think for most systems around here, at least, to receive cable service, you need a box. So it doesn't matter whether they're sending analog or digital down the cable. But there are some cable systems that don't use a box, or don't use a box for basic, what they do for the premium channel, and rely on you using your TV set to tune some of the different channels to pick up, you know, broadcast and public access channels, and, you know, maybe something like Bravo and CBS, you know, some of the real basic stuff. So maybe that's an issue in those particular type of cable systems. I think it would make sense for the cable systems all across the board, even those smaller ones, to even get a basic cable box. And, you know, it doesn't matter what they send down the line. Put the cable box aside for it and send analog channel 3 or channel 4 video to the TV set.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're giving me, I got two nice cheapo boxes. And they say no more analog in 2 more months. They're pushing ahead.
Well, cable system can do it whenever they want. That's a closed system. So they don't have to be held to the timeline as far as 2009 is concerned. But hey, if they're going forward and revamping their system, you know, great. You know, make it easy for a lot of people.
SML Red, Bob checking in, over. Good traffic.
Okay, Bob, I was about to key up and do a second round of check-in, so I'll put you down first. Okay, we'll stand by for additional check-ins. This is N2NOB with the shortwave and the scanner listeners net. Again, if you're not able to get in over the air for whatever reason, you can still check in via email. And the email address is nycxa@yahoo.com. So, stand by for check-in.
N2NOB, KC2KS.
MLZ with traffic, and UCAS, do you have any traffic?
UCAS, no traffic tonight. The new voice is coming. Back to you.
Okay, Frank. When are you expecting that bank map?
Haven't ordered yet. Probably today or tomorrow. I'll put the order in. I would think about a week or so. Back to you.
Okay. Well, if you call HRO, especially the one up in New Hampshire, call them by noon time tomorrow. It will be delivered to you on Friday. They are that fast.
Oh, that's great. I'll get on the internet tonight. The order tonight. Sounds good.
Yeah, we've had good luck dealing with them over the years. All right. Any other check-in? Okay, MLZ, you're up next. That's what it'll be.
Okay, good evening, Charlie. Good evening, Bob. Everybody else on the net. How do you copy me, by the way, Charlie? Am I making it okay?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
All right, very good. Question about the Do-It system, Charlie. Haven't heard any APCO 25 in quite a while. Maybe I'm just not listening at the right time or coincidentally or what, but I haven't heard any. They have two or three truck groups here. I used to hear stuff on once in a while, you know, testing and stuff, but I haven't heard anything. Have they disbanded the possibility of any more APCO 25 have you heard anything new on that?
No, I haven't heard any chatter, but, the channels that they would have on the Do-It 800 system with APCO 25 are, for the most part so far, have not been regularly used channels, like you said, they've been testing, and also what my friend Rob would call secret squirrel channels, if you know what I mean. Now, as far as the UHF truck system, whenever they start getting that together, I haven't even heard any testing on this recently. But whenever they put it together, there's supposed to be some of them that will have that capability. But I would tend to think they would be like higher level executive type channels and maybe surveillance.
Yeah, very good. Okay, Charlie. Yeah, I haven't heard much at all. That's good. I mean, I'm not sure if I'll even hear the UHF system on here. I guess I will, but you know, I haven't heard anything on it, any of the frequencies yet. I do have them in there, and I scan in there once in a while. But haven't heard anything on the UHF side, but very good on the scroll there. okay, just curious on that, and want to make sure I wasn't missing anything. I listen to the Do-It system occasionally, but I don't have that many truck groups active, the priority ones as you have on your site there. And a couple of the other ones that I find kind of interesting to listen to, but I don't have too many going on, just, the radio gets kind of jammed up with a lot of different things here, so I just monitor a little, and I have the digital ones in there, but like I said, I haven't heard much on them, since New Year's Eve, basically, or before that, so just want to make sure I wasn't missing nothing. Very good, Charlie. I was listening from the beginning here. I just missed the check-in right in the beginning there because you were noisy and I waited. But I heard it right from the beginning here, so no problem. Back to you, and I'll be on the frequency here. N1MLZ.
And that's QQ with a question.
Hey, go with a question.
Regarding air traffic. Something that I actually was meaning to ask on the last net. Does anybody have any idea the pilots coming into Teterboro, Lincoln Park, Hanover, all the airports in this area quite often make a reference to being X number of miles from Dandy. Anybody have any idea what Dandy is?
Well, obviously it's a marker on their flight charts, but I don't have any of the flight charts in the area. Placing an order with the 40s or something.
They have sectionals, and I couldn't find it. I mean, but there's a lot of local, little jokes. I mean, if you listen to Teterboro, for example, on 119.5, there's a lot of pilots coming in from out of the area, and it's kind of comical because they'll basically say, 15 miles from Lodi, and I realize it's not Lodi, it's Lodi, but there's a lot of little innuendos that they speak in there, and I got a feeling Dandy is, there's got to be some kind of an abbreviation for something. I don't know what it is. Just like the GW Bridge, they'll always refer to it as the George. So, okay. If I find out, I'll let you know, and perhaps we can share it if anybody else is curious about it. WA2FQQ, thanks.
Well, if you give me a second, Bob, I think I just found Waypoint Sandy.
Really?
Where?
Okay, it seems to be a website that has different waypoints on it. www.fallingrain.com/waypoint/US, and then after that you put down the waypoint name, so in this case, all in caps, dandy.html.
Fallingrain.com, and can you give me a fill on the rest of it?
Yeah. /waypoint. WAYPOINT. And /US. And another /, Dandy. All five letters in caps. .html.
Okay, let me look at this. Thank you.
It's showing a latitude of 40 degrees, 46 minutes, 48 seconds north, and a longitude of 74 degrees, 10 minutes, and 6 seconds west.
Unfortunately, I got something wrong here. Let me just go over it again. www.fallingrain.com/waypoint/US/Dandy, as in Delta Alpha Nancy Delta Yankee.
Right. US and Dandy are all capitals. And then it ends in .html.
That did it. It didn't have the HTML.
Got it. Very interesting. Okay. I don't know how you found this site, but this is interesting. I'm going to have to see what this is all about now.
Okay, great.
Thank you. I just went to Google and typed in Teterboro Space Sandy. It was about halfway down the page.
Question is it a point on a map of reference? Is it a beacon, or any idea what it is?
Now, a waypoint is just a point on a map where they would either make a turn or mark off a distance on a certain vector.
Very good.
WA2SQQ. Nothing on email.
Okay. Got a couple of updates that have come out recently. One, the flash upgrade for the PSR 500-600 radios is already out. So anybody who has those radios will now be able to download the files and upgrade the firmware in the radio. I don't have details on what it entails. It's probably the rebanding process. And that's the second thing. More and more counties across the country are starting to report they are in the process or finished with rebanding. There's an article on Radio Reference today indicating, I believe it's an agency in Missouri that has rebanded themselves. So, little by little, it's coming. Unfortunately, with a big market like ours, it takes a lot of coordination. And, of course, Sprint Excel still wants a delay and still is complaining about how much it's costing them. Okay, any further check-ins, and Bob, see if there's anything else in the email. Otherwise, we'll start wrapping up.
Email is clean.
Okay. Not hearing any other check-ins. I guess we'll say 7-3 for tonight. I've been having a lot of fun tuning around on shortwave lately, and logging stuff in the shortwave blog program, and all the new schedules have come out for the various broadcasters. If you're not getting those updated shortwave schedules in your email, either you're not on our list, or at some point in the past, your email account bounced, and our servers stopped sending you the email. So either way, if you want to get put back onto or sign up for our email list, just drop a message to nycxa@yahoo.com. And we'll make sure that you get an email. Okay, 7-3, we'll catch you next week. This is Antoine of Eclair.